You're listening to Purity's podcast. Welcome, everybody. I hope everybody is doing great. This is episode 43. My name is Purity, and as usual, I'm not alone. Hi. I'm joined by my co-host.
Can you say my name now?
Yes, of course.
Hi, guys. My name is Ian.
Yes.
I hope everybody's doing good.
Yes. And everybody had a great weekend, I hope, or week.
Well, it's a little bit weird, like, you know, to say, I hope everybody has had a great weekend, because today is Thursday
when
we are making this podcast, and you don't even know when you're going to record this podcast. And
that's like, true.
And
sorry about that.
They're like the people, like, you know, those kind of people, like, they like you don't see them at the beginning of the week, you know, and then you see them like at Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they ask you, oh, how was your weekend? Like, dude, the weekend was like 4 days ago. Like, why? Well, I didn't see you like on Monday. Well, that doesn't like
it. That is true. That
doesn't
happened.
Make it less stupid, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't even remember my weekend. Weekend was a long time ago.
That is true. But so you.
Yesterday, I had a good night. Yesterday, I went to a theater. I saw Vanya Ades' boobs. That made my day. Yeah.
Who is Vanya? People don't know that.
Ah, well, she's a
actress.
She's a famous actress
over here in Serbia.
Yeah.
So you know what Purity's podcast is about? Fun stuff, right? That's why it's more fun to listen to Purity's podcast. So let's start right away.
You want to say it's fun to listen to fun stuff?
Yes. Weird.
That's so weird stuff. Well said.
Yeah, well said. So Instagram star faked the trip of a lifetime and nobody had a clue. Wow. I always say Instagram is fake.
Instagram what?
Instagram star, like someone who has a lot of followers on Instagram, they are called Instagram star. So, social media influencer Gabby Hanna.
Can we pause that? Media influencer, like yes. Influencer.
Yes, I'm also a social media influencer.
You are not.
Okay, I am not. But I mean, social media influencer is someone who has a lot of followers. People follow her. People want to know what she's doing.
Don't you
or
think
how
it's
she's
stupid
dressed.
To call yourself a media influencer? Like
I'm a podcaster. Okay.
Not you, like these people who call themselves
not me. Okay.
Influencers. Like, what is their job?
Their job? To post about their life. Like, oh, I did my hair like this. I'm dressing up like this. I'm going to this party.
And
I'm
then doing... when they post about their life, it's that, like, how people... do they make money? I mean, I know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But...
They have a YouTube channel. All of them have a channel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is how it works for people who don't know.
What a social media influencer is.
At least here in Serbia. And I think that's how it works everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
They get to promote stuff
on
their social media accounts.
Uh-huh.
So there is this girl in Serbia. What's her name? I forgot.
Who is she? A dancer? A singer?
Influencer. I'm talking about influencers.
She,
I will remember her name later. She's always on Instagram. She's been saying how she doesn't drink coffee. Coffee is bad because of this, because of that. She hates coffee, blah, 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 for years. And now, like, this biggest Serbian coffee brand, they offered her... to promote their coffee, and she accepted. She took the money, and now she's promoting a coffee.
She
was always talking about like not
how I love coffee.
How she doesn't drink coffee, and it's so like yeah. This is how they operate. But the thing that I know how the thing that I don't understand like why would someone go on Instagram and look at the photos, videos, read posts, whatever of someone, some like completely unimportant, irrelevant person. Like, what? Why is she fun to follow? Like, she's not a like actress.
People have
she's
a
not
curious
athlete.
mind.
She's not a I don't know. Nothing
important. I don't know either.
Do they say something interesting over there?
No, just posting their life.
What they ate, where they went out.
Which is some of
who
it is
they
not
dated,
true.
Right?
Some of it is not true. Yes, something like that. But no. I don't see. A lot of people don't post about their boyfriends. Only, oh, I went here. Oh, I did that. Stuff like that. So Gabby Hanna has over 3 million followers on Instagram. And not one of them realized they have been tricked. This past weekend, the singer and social media influencer decided to play a prank on the people on the internet by pretending to go to Coachella Music Festival. The 28-year-old shared a series of incredible photos over the 3 days, making it look like she was having the time of her life, posing in front of ferry wheels in the desert, gearing up to watch the likes of Ariana Grande and Kacey Musgraves perform live.
Okay, I'm looking at her photo now. So she's ugly. I mean, she.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she looks weird and she's not pretty. And, like, why?
How did she get 3 million followers?
Yeah, what's so fun about her?
She should tell us the secret. I need more followers. So, only Gabby wasn't in Palm Springs for the second weekend of the festival. She was at home and managed to fake the whole thing with a little help from her friends. Enlisting some pals to take photos of her and another to Photoshop them flawlessly. The Instagram star managed to pull off the prank without a hitch. And the whole time she was filming her antics for a YouTube video in which she revealed the reason for her fake trip. In the clip, she talks about how she was inspired by some of her friends who were going to Coachella and how they would spend weeks preparing for the festival and spending thousands on clothes, hair, makeup and accommodation. Well, this is true. She did it to show that people that everything you see on Instagram is not true. Some of these people fake their lives over there. Maybe some of them are miserable in their life. They Photoshop everything. They edit pictures. You say, oh, that person has a great body. But in real life, when you meet them, maybe it's not that it seems, right? That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if, you know, I can support what she did. She made her fans look, I mean her followers look stupid. So,
and then look at the pictures. It looks like she was really there. Like, this is a cool Photoshop. Like,
well,
you cannot tell it's a Photoshop, right?
Well, actually, you kind of can. Okay, people cannot see this photo. This is podcast, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Podcast.
Yes. If you are,
that's why you'll never
get
any followers. You don't understand the concept of the podcast.
Ah, sorry, guys. But if you wanna see the photos, you can go to her Instagram.
No, don't visit this girl. She will prank you. Go and follow her if you follow her.
So yes, this is teaching us something. Do not believe everything you see on the internet. It's not real.
No, it's teaching us like not to use Instagram. So how does the story? How does this story end? Like, what happened at the end?
She apologized to her followers and said, sorry for tricking you, and for those who are offended, sorry about that, but I only did it to show that not everything is real on the internet, so be careful.
Well, yeah, just go and block her. Yeah, just do it.
World's weirdest restaurants. If you fancy dining in the dark or trying to eat while ninjas fly at you, we have the place. You diners looking for an eating experience with a different need, look no more. Europe's first underwater restaurant has recently opened in Norway with a gigantic view window through which you can see the ocean while you dine. The restaurant, called Under, is in big demand with more than 7,000 people already booked to eat there. What do you think about that? I would go there to dine underwater.
Well,
seems
yeah,
cool.
What this? Okay, this is okay. It's kind of fun, but
yeah.
But what else? What else? There are much more bizarre and weirdest restaurant.
Toilet humor, Shanghai.
Toilet humor.
Yes, if you can stomach it more than toilet in Shanghai's theme, is, you have guessed it, toilet humor. The dining tables are bathroom sinks topped with glass, and the seats are, of course, toilet. The food is served in toilet theme receptacles too. No way. This one is too weird. I wouldn't do that.
You
no.
need to have a strong stomach for this.
And the milk tea is served in urinal shaped mugs. No way. Mm-mm. No way.
Yeah, people should go and see these photos. Like, it's
weird.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I don't even understand why they're still open that restaurant. They should close it down. Who goes there? Like, who goes?
Yeah, why would you pay to eat from toilet?
Yeah. Why? Weird. Tall order Kenya. Ooh, I'm excited about this story because it's talking about my homeland, Kenya. So, at Giraffe Manor in Nairobi, Kenya, diners have to be happy to get up close and personal with the restaurant's friendly resident giraffes. The herd of Rothschild giraffes delight in sticking their heads through the window into the dining room while guests eat in the hope of being fed by some tasty treat. These are very clever giraffes.
Yeah, they would not book you. They would not let you visit this restaurant if you cannot pronounce giraffe like Kenyans do.
How is this for a giraffe? Is giraffe.
Everybody's... Giraffe. You have to say giraffe if you want to get a room in a hotel. Like, if you don't, I'm sorry. No, actually, we watched
documentary.
Yeah, it's a show that goes. That is shown, I think,
every week
BBC, yeah. And it's called BBC Luxury
Hotels.
Yeah, and they were talking about this hotel and another hotel in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's a hotel, which they have giraffes.
Yes.
So if you have a hotel room on a first floor,
yes.
these giraffes, they're used to visiting this hotel early in the morning.
Yeah.
So when people have breakfast, mm-hmm. people feed giraffes.
Yes.
With giraffe food, whatever mm-hmm. that is.
Oh,
what's
yes.
giraffe food? You should know.
I don't know what they feed them, but I don't know what do they
eat. Well, I think giraffes eat
trees. Branches.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, tree branches. In the dark.
They don't eat trees.
Branches. Leaves.
Leaves. Not
yes,
branches.
I was looking for that word. Leaves.
Yeah,
so, in the dark, London. Oh, this is
no,
scary.
Wait, but I wanted to say something more about this hotel. I think it's like 800 pounds or dollars a night, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And... yeah, they don't have electricity in, is it like in the dining room or in every room? There is no, in dining room.
There's one room that,
like a living room.
Yes.
Where guests, don't want electricity.
Yes,
but they have internet. They have Wi-Fi. Like, you don't have, but how does Wi-Fi work if you don't have electricity? So they just, we're going to pretend that we are here in the wildlife. We don't have electricity, but how do you charge your phone, your laptop?
That's what they didn't tell us. I have no idea.
Tourists with their weird demands,
weird.
So what's next?
In the dark, London. If you are scared of the dark, then prepare to face your fears at Dance Lenore in London. Diners are served a surprise menu completely in the dark by visually impaired servers. The idea is that guests are taken on a complete sensory journey where they have to rely on their other senses.
Sensory journey, yeah.
Yeah, like, and embrace the experience without their sight.
But
go to the loo in the dark. No way.
What? They go
to the toilet in the dark.
Yeah, that's stupid. But those people who want to dine in dark, mm-hmm. they can also go to that hotel in Kenya
mm-hmm.
and they go because to that
yes, that's true.
They just eat in dark, so they save money with one visit one hotel. What else? This is next one is weird.
Dead quiet India. At the new lucky restaurant in India, diners break bread amongst the dead. The diner is built on graves, which the owners believe is a lucky charm.
But how do people whose family is buried there, how do they allow this? Like, how does cemetery allow Like, I don't understand. That's not legal. Like, someone comes and builds a restaurant in the middle of cemetery. Who gives you?
The authority.
Yeah. Well, authority gives you permit to.
Well, yeah, that's puff. This is weird.
Yeah,
No,
but like in India, like
weird.
they burn their deceased in Ganges River, so
Well, yeah.
like you,
Let's move on.
yeah,
Let's
let's.
move on.
This is
That
too weird.
too
We don't
weird.
care what I
Safe
get into.
Sex Thailand. So this is a hotel called Safe Sex in
Is
Thailand.
there such a thing as safe sex in Thailand?
Apparently there is. I
Only in
haven't.
a restaurant. When I have
Only in a
safe
restaurant.
sex in Thailand, go to the restaurant.
Cabbages and condoms were launched in Thailand by Mechai Viravaidya. He said, "You can go to any shop around Thailand and you'll always find cabbages. Condoms should be like cabbages, which are ubiquitous and accessible to everyone." And so the name cabbages and condom was conceived. The Mr. Mech, I believe that condom should not be seen as a taboo but as a necessity, which could save people's lives from dangerous STIs, including HIV, AIDS, as well as unwanted pregnancy. But yeah, people know that, right? You don't need to build a hotel to send a message.
Yeah, you don't need your chef or who was that? The guy, someone serving your food wearing condom
Yeah,
on his
on his
head.
head. And they give free condoms to take them home after they are finishing dining.
I like this is the most stupid story. I mean, restaurant that we.
We have covered. So Plain Crazy, Bolton. Plain Crazy. It's quite corner of Bolton sits a Boeing 737, which houses the restaurant aptly named Steaks on a Plane. The wings have been removed and the plane has been cut in half, but the cockpit is still intact and tables and chairs have replaced the airline seats. So this is like a plane with a
Yeah,
restaurant.
it's like just a plane, nothing.
Chop and Drop, New York. Don't expect a peaceful meal at Ninja New York. Here, ninjas fly in all form of direction while you eat, creeping out of cupboards or jumping right in front of you. No way.
Some weird dudes jumping around you, well, dressed like ninjas while you eat.
Yeah. No. Hattie Fed, Las Vegas. So the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas is all about guest participation. Diners, known as patients, have to dress in hospital gowns before they sit, which are handed to them by the waitresses who are dressed as nurses. Oh, this is not that bad. It's
Well,
kind of
like
it's
you're
pretty.
eating the fattening food, and like it's not enough that you're eating fattening food, but you need to be reminded that you're gonna get a heart attack because your arteries are gonna get clogged by the food that you eat. How do you enjoy your food then?
I have no menus and prescriptions, and they feature burgers which are tempting, called the triple bypass and quadruple bypass. So you're telling people to eat and they're gonna get a bypass? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't like this story. Let's get to the.
This is all about that story. Nike advert branded disgusting for showing women with armpit hair. Popular sports brand Nike has come under fire on social media for one of their recent Instagram posts. Last week, people were lashing out at Gillette for an advert which showed a woman shaving her arms. People were furious that the company was suggesting women needed to remove hair from yet another part of their body. This week, people are furious that a woman hasn't removed a bit of her body hair. Instagram users have slammed a photo on Nike women's account in which a model in a sports bra is seen to have a little hair on her armpit.
Wait, but what does it first commercial was a Gillette commercial
Gillette of
saying what?
showing a woman shaving her arms, no hair,
Yeah, okay.
and people are upset
Oh,
about that.
her arms, not her. This other photo that we are looking at now, there's this girl which is like looking like kind of like a boy, really ugly girl with hair.
Without hair, or
No, with hair. How do you mean without hair?
I think she has short
No, I'm
hair.
not talking about her hair on her head.
Oh,
Armpit hair.
okay.
Like the whole image is disgusting. And
well, yeah, this is like telling people not to shave. That's not
disturbing.
Good.
Disturbing. So, no, I'm saying it's disgusting seeing this ugly girl with all hairy, and you're saying no, that's good.
No, I'm saying that's disgusting. She should have shaved her armpits.
Likes that natural bushy look. Maybe that's what.
Do you think that some people like bushy look?
Oh yeah, they're like bushy people, like bushmans.
Oh, bushman.
Are bushmans bushy?
Yes.
I mean, you're from Africa. You should know.
Yes, I've.
You think bushmans do not shave?
Yes.
Why?
They don't shower. How can they shave? So, showering is more.
Have you ever met Bushman?
I saw a documentary here about Bushmen. Some guy here went to Tanzania. Yeah, documentary. No, that's a document. So, okay. Nike posted the photo of model Anastasia on Wednesday and captioned the shot "Big Mood." More than 172,000 people have liked the post, with some sharing their love for the image. Someone said this photo is beautiful on many levels.
No, this photo is disgusting at so many levels.
Well, yeah. But some people were not impressed by it.
But
yeah.
Who? Wait. Those people, like, I can bet that there is less than 1% of guys that
commented.
That had positive comments. Like,
yeah.
Saying that on this 1% of guys who had a positive comments, I think they're like those perverse weirdos. That, like,
I don't think guys like.
They're from Bushman tribes, those people who were pro this.
I think men are disgusted by any hair of armpits hair, whatever hair that women have. So I don't think they like this. So, well, yeah, that's the story. And someone say, stop degrading her just because she has body hair. You don't say the same about men with armpit hair. Well, yeah, especially basketball players. They never shave.
But those are men. Like, yeah, but what do you say about these guys that shave their legs, their everything?
That's weird. I think men should be hairy. That's my opinion.
Like Potter.
Like who?
Potter.
Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Yes.
Do you think he's hairy?
Harry Potter? Yes, he is. I definitely think he is hairy.
How do you know?
Because I just know.
Dated him?
No. Because he's from...
From... Tanzania, he's Bushman.
I think he's a Bushman. So yeah, definitely Harry Potter is bushy. That is it, guys, on today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. My handle is Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast on anchor.fm/Purity Slavul. You have anything to add?
No, I don't have a YouTube channel, so people cannot subscribe.
Go to Anchor too and listen to Fantasy NBA Goat. That's our podcast.
Do have another podcast.
Show us some love. Listen to our podcast and we will appreciate it. And we will appreciate it so much. And we are done here.
And don't be bushy.
Don't be bushy. Bye. Till next time.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.